about that time, y'all. Rough Riders. You know, Teflon, Eve.
Yo, 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 they wanna know. So I give them hell, call me misfit, lips for the gang of trash. Riskless now, cause I made a gang of cash. Like glam, still street with the durag. Slang, spit gang, change speech, how they do that? Watch they mouths drop, watch the crowds pop up and act out. Brawls with the screw face, smash on and knock out. Ain't change, ain't over me, I run the game. If I gotta keep it green, so be it. I'm supposed to change like simple. Dizzy brawls ain't fucking with my mental. Natural born hustling, bitch, check what I've been through. Got mine, took it from you, and now you slot mine. Exact to my own shit, dog. I'm on the dot com. Prepare for me. Mad cause the image I don't care to be. Realness, real shit, spit reality. Attitude rude, that's the Philly and I. Need me in the game, I'm the thrill in your life. Breath of fresh air, little boys hang me on they wall, I grow them chest hair. Why you listen to other shit, you got the best head. Come on, try your luck, shorty, I got the rest scared. Bet you anything, you ain't ready and you get left there. Ain't known for frontin', vouch for my behavior. Same way they get down, I get down for this paper. 16, me from my pen, so you can test. I still need to know who I am and cop the record. Take it like a class on me and learn the lesson. Bottom line, my world, my way, any questions?
What up? This is Javier Gooden, and you are now listening to the Simply Vibe Show with DJ Jen. Get with it.
What up, Funk Nation Radio? It's your girl, DJ Jenny V, on the 1 and 2s right here on FunkNationRadio.com. The only place to be every Saturday night. You know, we always turn it up. We got the great music, the vibes. We also have a dope interview coming up for you in just a short few moments. Tell your friends, tell your family, log on out of FunkNationRadio.com. Let's get it, let's go. It's Saturday night. We definitely turn it up tonight.
Your sofa. Call before you come, I need to shave my cha-cha. You do what you don't know, you will or won't cha. Go downtown and eat it like a vulture. See my hips, big hips, so cha. See my butts and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my waist, oh yeah. This the kind of beat that go ba-ta-ta. Ba-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Sex me so good, I say blah-blah-blah. Work it! I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down. Flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your shit. Primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work, yeah.
We definitely going to be tapping in just a short few moments with Ye Da Don. She's known as the princess of Birdhouse, definitely doing her thing. Female artist truly dominating the industry. Y'all keep it locked in. This is the interview you do not want to miss. Let's get it. Let's go. Shout out to everybody here in Clubhouse. Shout out to everybody listening in on FunkNationRadio.com with your girl, DJ Jenny V.
Your friend want to be like me, never. You won't find a chick that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close while I take it backwards. Okay, begins the galaxy. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. You love the way my butt boom, 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 boom. Keep your eyes on my boom, 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 boom. You think you can handle this, ka-donk-a-donk-donk. Take my thumb off and my tail go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it to find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's
yo. This is MC Nuffy. I'm listening to DJ Jenny and Funk Nation.
Big head, everybody rocking DK. Gav was the first dude with a CLK. And Bricks was getting shipped out of East LA. It's Brooklyn, where niggas' lives is tooken. Rich cats got knocked and their wives was cooking. Fort Green and Hemlock, the fifth been cocked. We cried when they killed Lennox and Pop and Rock.
Hey, yo, y'all hear what the fuck I just said?
The home of Biggie.
If you're just tapping in, welcome here to the Simply Vibe Show, the only place to be every Saturday night. We rocking out the vibes. We play a little bit of everything for everyone. We do have a dope interview coming up in just a short few moments with the princess of the Birdhouse Crew. She's a female artist, entrepreneur, astrologer, writer, really doing her thing. So keep it locked in here with your girl, DJ Jenny V in the house. Let's get it. Let's go. Y'all tell your friends, tell your family. Log on now to FunkNationRadio.com.
I grew up back, sit bump, grew up back, flip coke, grew up back, little fake thugs, got they vests, chewed up back, Brooklyn beef, who want that? Brooklyn, the love is borrowed. You come here front, you might don this borrowed up, east of feeling best stop.
Shout out to all my New Yorkers, Brooklyn, stand up, let's go.
Try to figure out which side is thorough from. See how the same Marxists carrying cons. Niggas rock Coogee and Dolce & Gabbana. The women, they make a living just carrying bonds. We pop corks a little bit, we floss a little bit. In the club, buying out Chris Paul's a little bit. I told y'all that my borough is thorough. I know niggas that'll clap you up and bury the metal. Same day, still in the hood, we so ghetto. Brooknom, holla back, get your crook on. Live from the 718, we raise the 8. Every time Poppy raised the weight of that weight. Let me tell you where I grew up at. Sit low, threw up at. Flip coke, blew up at. Little fake thugs got they vests chewed up at. Brooklyn beef, who want that? Let me tell you where I grew up at. Sit low, threw up at. Flip coke, blew up at. Little fake thugs got they vests chewed up at.
See,
yeah. Hey, yo, my whole clique bout it, we take yours while you pout about it, truck, step out, the whores wanna crowd around it, you can see me on Optimum TV, on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream, Bloody Mary, 1, 2, 3, chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Kaiser, walk straight at the end, I'm done with ice and chums, I'm trying to ice my whole casket when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to this cat called sheep. So I can make this album and get back the cats this week. 230, 6'2. Me bunch for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older way longer than you gon' be younger.
Keep it alive. 1 pound spec. You needn't lie. 1 pound spec. You eatin' right. 1 pound spec. Sleep at night. You'll see the light, key to life. 1 pound spec, you needn't lie. 1 pound spec, eating right. 1 pound spec, 1 pound spec, 1 pound spec, key to life.
Only time to tell how the clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Think you're deaf, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own climbing for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Slink dick, the chicks that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit go, I can spit
forget. 1 pound spec, you needn't lie. 1 pound spec, you eatin' right. 1 pound spec, you sleep at night. You'll see. Know the routine, and here we go again. So all hail
listening to DJ Jenny V right here on Funk Nation Radio. Right here with Ye Da Don. What's going on? Are you in the building? I want to make sure your audio is all good.
I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good. I know you got your new single out called Money, but we want to take a little step back and talk about you as an artist and a person. Not only are you a female artist really dominating the game and you're known as the princess of Birdhouse, but you're also an entrepreneur. You're a writer. You're an astrologer. You do a lot of different things. So tell me a little bit about how you're keeping all this balance, girl.
I don't even know. I'm just being me and just enjoying the moment, basically, and learning as I go and doing what I enjoy.
No, definitely, definitely. Well, making music is definitely something that you have a passion for, I can tell, just judging by, you know, listening to your tracks and, you know, just seeing the person that you are. Tell me how you got hooked up with the Birdhouse crew.
So I was on Clubhouse probably back in 2021, like after COVID, and I was on here like connecting with people on the spiritual type thing, like coming into spiritual rooms and doing readings and stuff like that. And then when I started to get into music, I'm like, hey, maybe I can use Clubhouse for music connections. So then I came on here on Clubhouse and I met, an independent artist from Minnesota, and then I met Dumbway Beats, and then the independent artist from Minnesota, AOB, he's like, hey, come in the Birdhouse, like, they play music on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, like, it's dope, you gotta check it out. So I was like, okay, bet. So I pulled up a couple of times, and then it was just history after that. Like, pulled up maybe like 3 times, chill, played a couple of my songs, and then it went from there. Hopped in the DMs and it was up.
Yeah, no, that's dope. That's dope. The Birdhouse is definitely doing their thing on Clubhouse and in real life. You know, sometimes we make that distinction because anybody could do what they got to do here on Clubhouse. But when you're actually out there doing that, you know, that's a whole different story. And I know Clubhouse, everybody in here, Birdhouse is definitely doing their thing outside. So shout out to them once again. So being a female artist within the Birdhouse crew, you know, and like I said, you got the name Princess of Birdhouse. How does that make you feel as an individual and a woman?
Woo, it's hard. Like, no, no.
Too much pressure they put on you?
Yeah, we got the queen silhouette, and the queen is very versatile. Very versatile. She has different type of genres and things she can step in. And I got a lot of other artists that are versatile. And when I mean versatile, like, they have more experience and they have different genres they step in. And so me as a princess and being new in the game, only like a year in this music, I feel like in my music, I'm coming straight from feeling, still pretty raw, music not so clean. So I'm learning a lot as the princess and trying to, I don't want to say step into my royal zone, but like, you know, get a little more cleaner, learn from, you know, other people I'm working with in the Birdhouse and other artists that have more experience and, you know, different things like that.
Yeah, most definitely. And I see some Birdhouse members in the building right now. If any of y'all want to tap in and let me know what you think about Ye Da Don and her artistry and her craft and how you guys are working together, feel free to come off your mic. I'd love to hear from y'all.
I do want to mention my album dropping April 1st. I got King Cow, Candyman Raw, and Brung all featured on the album, and those are my only features on the album. So,
oh, that's dope. Yeah, tell us about the album a little bit, and then we'll see if anybody's here to tap in about it. But yeah, tell us a little bit more about this album, when the collaboration, what's it all about?
So the album is the Way to Go album. And it's a dope project. It's taken all this time for it to come together and flow and make sense and, like, tell my story. But my first track starting the album, F That Ninja, is already out. And thanks to my team, shout out DJ 808, Miss 808, the family. F That Ninja, we at, like, 30,000 streams going crazy. And then, of course, Money just dropped my second single on the album. And then more to come. Like I mentioned, I got Flavors with Candyman Raw, E-Way with King Cow, where I'm singing, which is a totally different, I feel like, thing. So I just can't wait to present that to the people. And then I got Maserati with Brung, and that's kind of pulling together the baby mama story of Way to Go, because the album is called Way to Go because it's named after the child support card. I don't know if anybody has caught on to that, but that's why. And also, like, giving myself flowers. And then, yeah.
That is pretty dope. I'm loving the collaboration, number one. I know 808's always grinding, so I'm not surprised to hear that he's part of this project. Shout out to 808 and Mrs. 808, of course. Alicia, always doing great things and supporting the spaces, so shout out to them. But, you know, yeah, as a woman, too, I hate to ask the question, what challenges you face as a woman? I like to say, what have you overcame being a woman in this industry, especially being surrounded by so many men, especially in the birdhouse?
What, man? So on the back end, I got a real deep story, like, chasing this music, man. Like, it's hard. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of dedication. And being a single mother, obviously doing it by yourself, it's times I don't sleep, you know? I got a full-time job where I work from 10:50 to 6:30 in the morning, and my kids go to a nighttime daycare, and then I got to take them to school. And then during the summer, while I was chasing this music thing, while I was in the birdhouse, like, I struggled a lot. I was in a shelter half the time. I opened up for Rocky Bad from the shelter this summer. Crazy story. And then when I opened up for Vay Vanilla, which is another big name artist, I actually took a lift to the show. My homegirl was at the show that I knew, so I was like, I had her watch my kids real quick while I hopped on stage. And then I left the show, got on the bus, and then went back to the shelter and still kept grinding for the music and just kept grinding and just, you know, got my stuff together. And while I was in the shelter, it was in the process of me moving to the city just for the music. I was able to collaborate with King Caution on the Money track, which is a well-known engineer in my city. So I was able to make that connection and also have other good shows within the city of Grand Rapids. So within the struggle, being outside Team Baby Mama, trying to leave a F Ninja, don't want to cuss on the radio, had to get out, get on my own, you know, put my big girl panties on and keep grinding and pushing and following my dreams with 4 kids. And yeah, it's been a struggle. But mind you, let me also add, every Friday while I was in the shelter, while I was grinding, I was still in the birdhouse, still trying to grind. And yeah.
So let me just say, first off, as a woman to another woman, shout out to you. Woman empowerment all the way, for real, for real. And what I love about how you just spoke is that you spoke so open and honestly and transparent. And that's what I love about people who come in here to do interviews, because I don't only want to hear about the music. I want to hear about the person behind the music. I want to hear about the struggle. I want to hear about your purpose, which is exactly what you just talked about, Ye. So that makes it all genuine for me and authentic. So I appreciate the authenticity that you just came with, because that pain and all that stuff that you went through, I'm guessing all that's part of the music that you're making and why you're so successful. You put all that pain into that music.
Yeah, that's why it's taken a lot of work to clean it up, because it's rough.
Yeah, it's a rough journey, but you're on it and you're doing fantastic things. So shout out to you again. I definitely want to see if anybody in the birdhouse or anybody on stage wants to tap in with Ye or has any questions. Please feel free. Oh, you're all quiet tonight, huh?
No, right. A second. I was coming back around.
All right, there you go.
Around there. So, hey, shout out to the room. Shout out to DJ Jenny V. You already know. And then my sister Ye the Don in here. Listen, man. Ye the Don is an amazing person, first and foremost. Listen, the music, we hear the music. You know what the music is, right? The music is good. The music is great. The music is awesome. Ye the Don as a person, though, that's a great person right there. That's what I want to speak on. As an artist, being able to start working with Ye the Don and getting to know her as a person as well as an artist, as you know, we've been rocking together now since she's been in the spot. Now, you know, I'm learning her as she learning her B, the tracks, the music game, and we're both artists in the birdhouse in this together, building our journey. And as I've come to know Ye more and more and more, that's an awesome person, man. So that's all I got to say about it. Everything I know, without, you know, over speaking too much on it, you know. But keep doing what you're doing, yeah. You know, we behind you every step of the way.
Life, you feel me?
Big facts.
And say that too, like to the females, in there, like we different over here in Birdhouse. And I'm not. I'm saying our females, they're very. We protect them very much. You feel me? It's like they're royalty. You feel me? So they didn't nobody, no cornballs, no nothing, better ever trying to disrespectful stuff in this industry with them. You feel me? That's how we feel about them. And it's an honor to know Ye. I appreciate everything Ye has done. Their grinder, her story is amazing. You know, I hear her story, when she really taps in and tells the story, man, she's a real friend. You feel me? Everything. And everything. A dope artist. She's just real life. You feel me?
Wow, look at that love. And I'm not surprised by that because I know you all in the birdhouse are very respectable. You do welcome women in and you show that sign of respect. So I appreciate that from you all, definitely. Ye, I know you. That makes you feel so wonderful to hear that, all those great things about yourself, which goes to show your integrity and your characteristics and the value that you have.
I appreciate that, yeah. This real family, like, these really my brothers, it's really my family. They really, you know, guide me, like I'm saying, help me, making my music better, cleaner, helping me, you know, just build and just basically focus on keep grinding, getting this music out, like I'm saying, putting this album together, pushing out these projects, embracing the struggle, inspiring other people who struggle like I have, you know, or going through what I'm going through, and all along, you know, making music and, you know, still being a family.
Definitely. And you said you have 4 kids. Are they musically inclined as well? And how do they feel about their mommy being a superstar?
Yes, I got 4 kids. I got a 6-year-old. He tell me every day I'm gonna be famous. He tell me we gonna get this money, you know.
Oh, I love that.
His favorite artist is King Brown Cow. He was born in Kentucky, so he, you know, just birdhouse all the way. And then I got a 4-year-old son, and he every day singing "Welcome to the Birdhouse, Birdhouse." Won a poll, aka Reality Check songs. And then my daughter, she 3. And she into modeling and into all the, you know, musical stuff too. And then I have a 1-year-old son, and he's the only one I really post on my social media. I don't know, just like privacy reasons. So just my youngest. So in my videos, like if you go on my Instagram or TikTok, that's who you see is my youngest son. So yeah, they all into it and with it.
That's
but
awesome.
The other 3 is kind of like behind the scenes is what I'm saying. And then my youngest, he in the camera.
Right. No, that's great. Congratulations to you and all those beautiful children and leading them in the right direction. Now, you mentioned that you were in a shelter at one point in time, and I can't even imagine what was going through your head. But in terms of building that resiliency and confidence that you have today, how did you get through that moment? How did you overcome?
It was still lit. Let me tell you, okay, it might sound a little ghetto to you, but look, okay, I was in there all summer. I met me a booster. So every time I got me a check, I was buying me outfits and clothes from a booster that was in a room across from me. So I had clothes. I was straight. Me and my kids, we were still looking good when we stepped out, period. And then this other lady, she was in the other room next to me. She gave me this microphone. She was like, oh, you do music? And then I showed her my Facebook and she was like, oh, well, I want to give you something. So she gave me a microphone. So I was still on the playground at the shelter performing with my kids. I was riding scooters, blasting the birdhouse, like nothing. Like, I feel like it was all a part of the story to build, you know, what I had going on and to prove to myself my own resilience. Like, I may not have a roof over my head and a car right now, but I could walk to do this. I'm still spending time with my kids. I'm still every night writing my affirmations, writing my music, and still I'm still being myself, but obviously I'm going through a struggle. But other people around me seeing that I wasn't giving up, so they was also like willing to give to me and pour into what I had going on, if that makes sense. So I never missed a show. I was still at every show. I still, you know, came together and was still me, if that makes sense. And it was just what it was. So yeah. My food stamps, had to make my way to pay for my show slot. And just, you know, I basically hustled my way through. I don't know how to say it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, you said it beautifully. You said it beautifully. You went through the struggle. You overcame with resilience. You kept that determination. And I love that you said you still do your affirmations. That is something that's so important. And I'm sure that is why you are so successful. Tell us about some of your affirmations that you used to say every day, or that you still are saying, actually.
So I'm an astrologer. So I do want to say I do have a business astrology attitude. It's been going since 2020. It's very dear to my heart. It's a business I started going through an abusive relationship, and astrology kept me sane. And that was like my astrology videos, like I said, were my first things on TikTok and like social media that was going viral and getting me views. It was not music at first. And so I was just basically an astrology content creator, and I was selling astrology clothes and merch, and I was also doing readings, and that's how I was making money as well throughout the struggle before I started doing music. But my Chiron, something I know in astrology, your Chiron is your wound in your chart. My Chiron is in the fourth house, which is one of the reasons. Okay, let me back up a little bit. The fourth house is the house of the mother and the house of the home in the birth chart. And that's where I have a wound. So a lot of the issues I've struggled with from day one has been fourth house issues, the Cancer house issues, the mother wound. My mother is a missing person. That I don't mean a trauma drop on you, but I have a crazy story. I gotta get with Tyler Perry about that.
I need to hear it.
You used to live down the street from Tyler Perry Studios. I gotta get with him on my life. We need to make that a Netflix thing. But no, my wound is in the house of the mother. So I have that struggle. I have the problem of home and being in a shelter, living through just a lot of issues with that. So my affirmations, to answer your question, is I am safe at home. You know, I am safe in myself. And then as an artist, using my throat chakra, you know, I'm free to speak. People do listen to me, you know, like different childhood wounds and things like that. But I get real deep into it, like I said, because I am an astrologer. I am a spiritual person, you know, aside from the music. So I speak to those wounds when I affirm myself so that I can work through them, because you got to heal, you know, and I am a healer. So I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yes, you did. You did. And first off, I just got to say, I don't even know how you do everything. You're an astrologer. You have a business. You have your music. You have your kids. And you work. Girl, you seriously, shout out to you. Much kudos over to you. Woman to woman, you're doing your thing. So I definitely commend you for all the great things that you are up to today. And I love the fact that you're still doing affirmations and you are putting that into the universe and truly manifesting it. So anybody on stage have any questions or want to tap in with Ye? Feel free. All right, y'all definitely quiet.
This is Crowder streaming, Nikki. So when I first ran into you on Clubhouse, I have heard your stories and I have followed your journey. And I want to say congratulations. You found the best family ever on Clubhouse, and that is the Birdhouse. And I am so grateful, and I love to be part of your journey and keep on going, because I love how you're blossoming and showing the best power as a woman that is out there. Thank you.
That was dope.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you know, I love the fact that Birdhouse is truly a family. I know Chili Chill welcomes everybody in. He does his thing. And every member of the Birdhouse is so respectful and they show so much support. So shout out to them once again, because they're always in these spaces doing their thing. And they don't have to do that. I know everybody's busy, but y'all, you know, y'all make it a point to tap in. And that's what true family does. So I appreciate that 100%. Definitely. Well, do you all want to hear this song? Well, so I know I have a couple songs from you, though. Yay, do you want me to play something before we play the track, Money?
Whatever you have is fine. And again, I'm sorry for trauma dropping. And
Let me tell you something. What you're doing is what I want to hear. That is the meat of the interview. I don't want to just hear about your song. Yes, that's why you're here, is to talk about your single. But the most important part of your journey is the pain, is the struggle, is the trauma. And I appreciate you being open and honest, because not many artists come here and do that.
But thank you. I'm sorry. I still feel the emotion in the room. So I'm like, you know, let's change it before we turn up. And
no, you know what? I will say everybody in here is probably going through something, whether they want to admit it or not. I know I am. And it's refreshing to have this conversation. And that's part of why I do this show. And I ask people to come on to the show, is to open up communication. Y'all make sure to keep it locked in here to the Simply Vibe show. We are talking to Ye the Don, the princess of Birdhouse, really doing her thing. As you just heard some of her story, very resilient, very confident, with determination. She's rising above all the trauma, all the grief, and she's really putting her pain into her purpose. So keep it locked in here to the Simply Vibe show with your girl, DJ Jenny V, in the building. We got a lot of people up in the building right now as well. Shout out to everybody joining in. Let's get it. Let's go. We have a lot more coming up. Y'all, so keep it locked in. DJ 808 for this track. Definitely a dope track. This gets me going every day, I gotta tell y'all. So shout out to 808 in the building.
Trying to them body, little mama showing love. When I pull up in the city, Golden State, get a dub.
Let's go.
Corny flows, I pull up with the yellow wrist. I'm Thanos, rocking diamonds on my neck. Dripping pussy niggas must be getting Lion King, my pack. Polo shorts to match, King palms in my backpack. Right next to my raps, and I might pull up in the city outside, getting litty litty. Pull up in the city, all my people coming with me. Pull up in the city, Louis V. I've been busy. Pull up in the city. Roll it loud, come blow it with me. Back in my backpack, all black in the club lights on. The city's waiting for my moment, going and play my song. I put my foot on the pedal. Like
shout out to King Brown Cow for this one. We are definitely saving the best for last. We're gonna go over to Ye the Don Money in just a moment. Y'all get ready for this hot track coming up from Ye the Don.
Hit a miss, I done made it in Kentucky. Top of hills, we rolling, bitch. Ride or die, I'll never switch. King Corny flows, I pull up with the yellow wrist. I'm Thanos, rocking diamonds on my neck. Dripping pussy niggas must be getting Lion King, my pack. Polo shorts to match, King palms in my backpack. Right next to my raps, and I might pull up in the city outside, getting litty litty. Pull up in the city, all my people coming with me. Pull up in the city, Louis V. I've been busy. Pull up in the city. Roll it loud, come blow it with me. Tattoos on my body, city boys, you know what's up. Country boy, we running things, I'm really showing ass. Shawty pull up on me, DJ gotta run it back. Shawty pull up on me, DJ gotta run it, run it, run it back. Run it back, DJ bet it on the back. Gotta bet it, run it back. How you hate it?
Birdhouse is definitely doing their thing. Those tracks were definitely hot. Shout out to the Birdhouse in the building. Before I play your track, Gabe, tell us a little bit about this track and what the inspiration was behind it.
Woo! Okay, so going back to my little trauma dump, like I said, my mom, being without her for the past 6 years has been rough, but one thing about it, my mom inspired me a lot creatively growing up. Like, my mom was one of those 5, 6, 7, 8, y'all get in line. Like, we was making up dances to, what was that song? Black Eyed Peas, Boom, 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 Boom Pow, I think it was. We used to, like, we used to perform in my house for whatever reason throughout every, you know, struggle. And growing up, you know, fast forwarding it to the song, growing up, my mom, she told me, she was like, Danye, we used to have this crew, this gang, me and my friend. Her friend name was Bokita, which was a ghetto name, by the way. They had a gang, though. Speeding along story. it was called like Money. It was called Money. And she was like, the gang, it's there for macking only niggas, even yours. Yeah. So we used to just be out here, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, but mind you, she told me this young, okay? So by the time I was like in sixth grade, so this was before sixth grade, she had to tell me, I got in middle school and I'm like, yeah, we the money gang, me and my homegirls and my cousins and them. So that acronym always stuck, like just basically, I guess, generationally over time in my head. So when I started doing music, I'm like, I'm gonna make a song about it. So also what I went through, through this abusive relationship, my crazy story or whatever, I had issues with, you know, guys spending my money on other females. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell this story from the cooler perspective, not as the wife that's getting played, but I'm going to tell it as the woman on the other side, and I'm going to spin in the acronym, and I'm going to make it kind of like dumb it down a little bit. So that's how we got this track, Money, and y'all are the first to hear the story behind it. And yeah,
that's a dope story. Well, definitely looking forward to listening to this track. It is hot. I heard it already. For those of you just tapping in, we are talking to the princess of Birdhouse, Ye the Don. She has this new single, Money. We're going to check it out right now. Thank y'all for tapping in. You know, DJ Genevieve's here every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's listen to this dope track.
I'm making only niggas even yours. Like a job, not a chore. Put his ass on a salary. The way he adore. I can never be poor. The way y'all niggas spin a check, no force.
money, of course. Yo, man ain't no penny pinching boy. Yo, man ain't no penny pinching boy. Make him my personal toy. I love me a big spender. Thank God for this personal adultery committer. Posted up happy, but in my DM sappy. One night with me, I got these niggas in no capping. He's all in my face, is giving very much trapping. If he ain't swiping, I don't give a fuck about him wiping. The inside of these homes be hella trifling. Won't worry about a title when my face make me entitled. The way I'm in both pockets, I shall be an idol. Bitch, it can never be me. Claiming a nigga that's popping the tax for the team. Yo, man, a slut bitch's dream. Every time I eat him alive, I hear cha-ching. Do you really have a ring?
Do you really?
I'm macking only niggas, even yours. I ain't even got a force. I'm macking only niggas, even yours. Keep the nigga store. M-O-N-E-Y. That's money, of course.
That's money, of course.
Damn, I love that track. I do. But 808, you got to get me that clean version because Dirty Fingers is going to kick me off the radio soon with all these tracks I'm playing. So I need the clean versions of those eventually. But yo, what do y'all think about that track? Anybody on stage want to give me your feedback? Because that was definitely a dope track.
That thing got that thing go with me.
I love her voice. Yeah, I love her voice. She's on point, and she's very current in time, and you know this could definitely be if the way it's the presentation is radio ready. Yeah, with some tweaks on the cursing a bit, but yeah, ready to go, and yeah. We need more powerful female like her. Keep up the good job.
Thank you. I'm macking only hitters. Yours.
No. That energy.
No,
that energy is amazing. That energy.
Bang, bang.
That's a dope record. I actually like it. I definitely heard some Sexy Red and I heard some Sukiyana. So if you definitely don't mind working with us artists, try reaching out to Sexy Red and Sukiyana. They definitely, I'm sure they won't mind jumping on that record.
I was thinking of actually an artist out of Nebraska, Ching Diamond. Her name is, I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Ching Diamond, but because I do the cha-ching in there, I think she would be a dope artist to be on that. So
yeah, a lot of collaborations. That, and so you said that you have a new track coming out where you're singing. Tell us a bit about that, because that's going to be a different set from what we just heard.
Boom. So I like I said, I got ghetto stories. I'm been through the struggle, and this next track I got is because I lived in Kentucky for a while. Like I said, two of my sons were born in Kentucky, so I'm collaborating with my brother, the King of the Hill, King Cow, and I'm singing on the hook. Gotta hit that rope, gotta hit that bag, gotta hit that E-way. And we come in with a kind of like Detroit mixed Kentucky kind of vibe. And it's a go, it's a banger. And I can't wait to share it with the world.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like a dope track coming up. Well, definitely let everybody know where they can find you, where it's streaming. If they want to collaborate, how can they reach out to you? Drop all your handles, promote yourself, girl. This is your time.
If you're looking for an astrology reading or into astrology, tap in with me on Facebook, Astrology Attitude, Instagram, Astrology Attitude, Facebook, I'm Yetadine, space, everything I'm Yetadine, all together, Yaidadon. If you want to feature booking or work with me, it's bookingyetadine@gmail.com.
Pull up another body, yeah. I ain't not watching nobody, yeah. Pull up another Rari, yeah. Be a feelings that my carry.
pull up another Audi.
Y'all go make sure you tap in with Ye Da Don Money, streaming on all platforms. Shout out to her for the dope interview, and shout out to everybody here in Clubhouse. It's Saturday night. Are y'all turning it up? Let's go.
And a couple brand new order. All of them fully don't matter. 0 to 102. Yeah, so I'ma flex on you. All in my section view, I set on you. Then I get a text control, so I'ma show you what my legs can do. Pull up another party, yeah. I ain't not watching nobody, yeah. Pull up another Rari, yeah. Be a feelings that my carry. Pull up another party, yeah. I ain't not watching nobody, yeah. Pull up another card, yeah. I ain't not watching nobody but you. I don't play, you will never ever find another like me, yeah. You should know you made my day, and I lost my hopes when you came my way. But you changed my mood, Oh, you're so rude, yeah. Then my try, but you're well settled and smooth, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pull up another party, yeah. I ain't not watching nobody, yeah. Pull up another Rari, yeah. Be a feelings that my carry. Pull up another Audi, yeah. I ain't out to nobody, yeah. Pull up another car, yeah. I ain't out to nobody but you. Pull up another Lada. But me have the Benz on the Prada. And a couple brand new order. All of them fully don't matter. 0 to 102. Yeah, so I'ma flex for you. All in my section view, I set for you. Then I get a text control, so I'ma show you what my legs can do. Pull up another party, yeah. I ain't not watching nobody, yeah. Pull up another Rari, yeah. Be a feelings that my carry. Pull up another
Audi,
yeah. I ain't
not
watching nobody,
DJ,
yeah.
Pump, next up.
I'm on.
Funk Nation Radio is streaming 24/7. You tapped in with your girl DJ Jenny V at the Simply Vibe Show. We're gonna get it going here tonight on Saturday Night Vibes. Let's go.
I'm so special, I'm so special, so special. Tell them enough fear, too fierce expression. Guy, if you know, nothing more can chase, now they tell me, hear them shot. And I said, them on my head, pan black, but my burn the fire till it's red, panda, to better. Help poor people with them bed, pan black. They say, see a dirty heart, you are go dead from that seat. Now them, I say, my mark for death, and each time what them say, my walk for death, you see it. Them lock me down, and me can't forget. God, you over, did I guide me, say, me not regret it. I'm so special, I'm so, so special, special, so special, so special. That's why I'm strapped with my party five special. Them are pretty little big girl and them are taste like special. Special. But I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. Tell them enough fear, too fierce expression. Life you know, dirty mouth can't chase, nor they tell the same thing. Jack asked even at the swine for. In pharmacy too much, that them blind for. One plate of food them sell out mankind for. Yes, you have your so what the bag of bad man. Besides, get them dirty work, so what the fuck them want me trying for. Biggie them what them want, what them a mix me in a crime for. Had the same thing, while Lord rise him nine for. Every dirty work, just shall show them a sign for.
They ain't no hot skull, but tell me something. And when you get the new clocks, the daddy, oh, I wish color that daddy no party. Are you alone have the style, the daddy? The king of England, I feel love of yardy. And when you get the new clocks, the daddy, I wish color that daddy no party. Are you alone have the style, the daddy? The king of England, I feel love of yardy.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shorts. Straight jeans, cut off foot pants. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks.
Me not love creeping up. Clocks me prefer. Clocks for the leather, yeah. Clocks with the fur. Clocks for the summer, clocks for the winter. Clocks for the sun, clocks for the water. Me know we're nautica. No. Sailor, pool of a tiger, him at the golfer. He knew while the beast hotter than sulfur. Me pattern, me daddy from when was a youngster.
Real bad man, no muggle in a shorts. Straight jeans, got the foot pants. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks. Everybody have to ask when me get my clocks.
Me tell my man say, remember proper hygiene and don't forget. Bag of sneakers, give your cheesy food. If you know what me know, boy, load it.
We are heading into our second hour here on the Simply Vibe Show. We're just warming you all up to have some great conversations. Y'all keep it locked in here to the Simply Vibe Show with your girl, DJ Jenny V.
Real bad man, no Magdalena shots. Straight jeans, got that foot pants. Everybody have the arms, let me get my clocks. Everybody have the arms, let me get my clocks. The leather hard, the sweat soft. Toothbrush get out the dust fast. Everybody have the arms, let me get my clocks. Everybody have the arms, let me get my clocks.
And when you get the new clocks, the daddy, I wish go like that, daddy no party. Are you alone of the style, the daddy? The queen to England, I feel no party, daddy. And when you get the new clocks, the daddy, I wish go like that, daddy no party. Are you alone of the style, the daddy? The queen to England, I feel no party, daddy.
Real bad man, no Magdalena shots. Straight jeans,
cut
that
for the bands. We done it up, I told you we busy.
Peace. Lick up on table, not chase and nothing else. Hey. Can we buy the whole shelf?
When we are no things, it can them free this.
Them fantasize and tell me how them want to feel this. Me and the team step out, we keep it real.
We do nice, we melt when like ice. Hear that? Shut in a bunch. Step out, huh? Down bug in the van. Break it away. Pass couple grams. All right. Out you rolling, out you rolling, out you rolling. French when we red, we cool now, no sweat, no dirt. When we step from boardroom to jet, alligator and get trapped on me.
Appreciate y'all staying in on the Simply Vibe Show. I know we have a couple artists in the building, so I definitely want to give them the opportunity to introduce themselves and let us know what's going on. Ye is still in the building. Y'all make sure you go tap in with Ye, the Don, doing her thing, streaming on all platforms, that dope track, Money. Ye, you still with us in the building? I know you got to go to work soon, too. Well, we want to say we appreciate you for being here on the Simply Vibe Show. Thank you for tapping in. Is there anything that I didn't ask you that you want to let the listeners know?
Just tap in with me. You know, I got a lot of big things coming next year. Tap in with the Birdhouse, of course. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Look for the album and stream my new single, Money.
Most definitely. Birdhouse.
I'm going to go crazy, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. But
no, you're good. Go ahead, go ahead. And shout out to the Birdhouse. Birdhouse, y'all have anything that you want to talk about as related to Ye? Please come off your mic. Let me know. All right. If not, I see we got Stack the Pack in the building on stage. This is a treat. What up, Stack? How you doing?
You already know I came to come support, but I see y'all in here rocking, you know, came to come support Jenny. You know, I do a lot of marketing. I make shit move. You know what I'm saying? I just came to, you know, support. So let's keep rocking out, you know,
let's get it.
I appreciate your support, Stack. And, you know, since you're in here and we do have a lot of artists in the building, if you're available to speak about what you do and how you do help artists, I think that'd be a really valuable conversation if you can, of course.
Yeah, so if you guys tap in with me, right, take that music to the next level. When I first got on Clubhouse, I got signed to a record label. I took that shit to the next level with marketing, teaching people how to get, you know, an article, social media, getting their music lit, just getting out there, right? Now I got some of the biggest brand ambassador deals in the world sitting in my lap. So I'm just chilling right now. I'm blessed. So you already know, Jenny, anything you need, just call me. You know you got my line directly. Hit Stack, pack up, the biggest to do this shit. Let's go.
Most definitely. Y'all need to definitely tap in with Stack. Ms. Marie, you still in the building as well? I think you're a little bit in the matrix, but I did actually wanted to hook you up with Stack because I know you are doing great things in the metaverse, and I know Stack had talked about that a lot as well. Ms. Marie, you want to take a minute to introduce yourself and let us know what you got going on, if you're available to speak?
I think I'm still in the matrix, but hello, everybody.
No, actually, you were good. I could hear you fine.
Okay, hey everybody. I'm Ms. Marie, just chilling with y'all, and I am just enjoying what I'm hearing. And I've been in the business 30 years. My family and I are, you know, we specialize in distribution and top 40 radio. I've been consulting in this business for so long already. And yeah, so I'm just here chilling with y'all, enjoying the broadcast. I'm a big fan of DJ Jenny V, so I'm in the Birdhouse, of course, and crowd is streaming. Nikki, what's up to Nikki? Hey, Angie P, and everybody else. DJ Data 8.
You know what I just thought about, Jenny? This is a good opportunity for somebody to take advantage of opportunities. Because you never know what somebody got going on. You never know who somebody is in the building and how you can connect up with that person to get to the next level. Especially if you add in value. If you're not aligned, get out of line. A lot of people wondering why these situations don't go right. They don't get to the next level. They don't blow up. It's because they don't take this shit to the next level. They surrounding themselves with the wrong individuals. That's why I always surround myself with the heavy hitters. The people that are actually making shit shake in the universe, right? I remember, Jenny, right before my birthday, I sat down with Comcast. I'm there chilling with them. I'm like, yo, what can happen after this? I always thought more. I never thought little. When you think big, you want more. Right after that, I was gifted a TV show right before my B-Day. Manifestation, believing in this shit, alignment is everything for you. So just watch who you are surrounding yourself with, the music industry, the people you know what I'm saying? Because you never know who the hell you talking to, bro. I'm telling you, because you got to surround yourself with the right people. A lot of people go in these rooms, right? They sleep, they go in there, they talk, but they don't talk enough about what they do. If I hear the right thing, I could, oh shit, I could put that to the next person, get it to the next person, and get it to the next level. Like Jenny said, when I first got on this app, right, we met on this app a long time ago. But when I first got on here, I was playing around with the people that was already making shit move. Music people, distribution deals, right? They was giving them shits out in 2020 and 2021. If you know, you know, right? I was on this app since 2021. So I feel like, you know, you are who you surround yourself with, thoughts or things. So don't let yourself, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Don't let yourself sleep on these opportunities. It's about to be 2024. I'm fired up right now. I'm not fired up tomorrow. I'm not fired up next month. I'm fired up. So I want y'all to know I'm on their ass right now. You know how a lot of people say, yo, this is my year. Nick, how many people you heard, Jenny? How many people you say, yo, this is my year. This is my year. Man, every year is my year. We got this shit on lock, yo. And I want y'all to know that, like, keep this shit on lock and stay in y'all lane too. Cause like, when you see other people doing great, you make sure you congratulate them people too. You know what I'm saying? Cause you never know when it's gonna be your chance to win in the neighborhood. Like if I see Jenny winning, or I see Angie, or I see Dry, or I see Ye, or I see Nick, that's my Brody, right? I met Nick in real life. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Meet people off this shit. Get in tune with people in real life. Don't play no game. Because when you meet people in real life, this shit get in motion. Yo, Nick, we sat down, bro. Jenny, we sat down at the radio station, bro. You know what I'm saying? At the radio station.
Yo, you know, I'm surprised nobody invited me. Yo, like, what's up with that, yo?
Jenny, it's Nick, no game. Jenny, it's no games. And when you meet people face-to-face, it ain't no game after that. You already know what time it is. It's time to work. You need value. Man, Nick got my number, too. He could call me whenever. Jenny got my number. Only a few people got my number. They could call me straight up. Yo, Stack was good. Yeah, we put that shit in motion fast. That's why I say you are who you surround yourself with. The energy, the vibe. Because if the vibes ain't right, I ain't there. Jenny know that. I barely, you know what I'm saying? I dip and dive, get in a couple rooms. But if the vibe ain't right, I'm not there. But yo, Jenny, anybody in here that want to connect with me, I'm going to put the link in the chat to get a 15-minute call with me. We could talk about social media, how to get your shit to the next level, the Spotify, the TikTok, the Instagram, the articles, the billboards, the fragrance, the brands I'm teamed up with, and how to get you to the next level. I don't know what you got going on, but I know everybody always needs help with social media and they shit that they got going on, so I can add value to y'all. So I'll put the link in the chat. Jenny, I appreciate you. You know I'm always come through and add value whenever I can. You know what I'm saying? Big shout.
Yeah, no, definitely, Stack. I appreciate you for stopping through and dropping those gems. And that's what it's all about, is that support for each other. And you're right. I always say, take it off of Clubhouse, you know, make those connections outside of Clubhouse. But yeah, I see Nick in the building as well. Nick, what's going on? And shout out to DJ Chili Chill in the building. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nick. How was that keynote, bro? How was that keynote?
It was great, bro. Killed it, man. 20 minutes of gems, man. I killed it. They liked it. Energy was good. It was vibrant. I could tell the message definitely resonated, man. So I was definitely pleased with it. All I care about is the impact. As long as I leave the impact, that's all that matters.
Yeah, Nick, let everybody know what you got going on. Only the motivated. I know you have a mental health app as well.
DJ Jenny, what's going on? How you doing? You doing all right? You good?
I'm good. How are you? Let us know what you got going on.
You know what? I say this every day. Any day 6 feet above ground is a good day to me, because as long as I'm not 6 feet below, I'm doing all right. Because believe it or not, life is not guaranteed. 5 minutes from now is not guaranteed. When I leave this room, I don't even know what's going to happen next. So I'm just thankful to be here. I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to leave my legacy every day. You know, it's funny because Stack had a room earlier and it was about rebuilding yourself, being reborn, right? And when we find our purpose in life, a lot of times we tend to second guess it. You know, we think to ourselves, is this really for us? Is this really what I'm called to do? Is this really my purpose in life? You got to stand on that. You got to believe it. You got to really believe that this is for you. Like, Jennifer, you know, we've talked about it on the back end. Like, you know, I never thought I'd be a public speaker. Like, I love what I do. Like, I love speaking to people and being able to leave a positive impact on them. Like, even though I may not be the greatest at what I do yet, and that's not to diminish my progress and my worth, but you know, the funny thing is we always say to ourselves that we want to be the best, but even when you want to be the best, there's someone coming to take your spot. I just want to be good enough for Nick. I don't know if that makes sense, but I want to be good enough for Nick. I don't want to be better than anybody else. I'm in a lane of my own. I'm in a lane of my own, just focusing on me, just making myself better than what I was yesterday and years prior. Because when you're in a lane of your own, can't nobody take you out of that but you. And that's what led me to be on this path right now, is just living, breathing, and dying by this. Like, you got to live, breathe, and abide by what you do. Because a lot of people, Jennifer, you know, we talk about this all the time. A lot of people, they're just not as invested in this. Like, this is a grind. This is a lifestyle. You got to love this shit. And excuse my language, but I get passionate when it comes to things like this. Like, if it doesn't get your blood pumping and it get you goosebumps, you're really not as passionate as you think you are. Like, whatever your craft is, whether people diminish it or they think it's, you know, it's lesser than or more than, it's what you love. It's what brings you happiness. Like, I love speaking to people. I love going on stages and igniting that flame and that spark, because we all got that spark in us, right? I love just speaking to people. I love going on stages and getting that applause. It's almost like I was built to do this. Like, and you know, being able to make my own app and build my own brand. And Jennifer, if you had told me 10 years ago when I graduated high school that I was going to be where I'm at right now, I'd probably laugh in your face and say, you crazy. You must know something that I don't. I would literally laugh in your face. I'm saying that there's no way I'm ever going to be that. But it was through my life challenges that led me to where I am now. And I'm just thankful. Like, we all in this room, we got a purpose in life. Stop second guessing yourself. You're here to do some dope ass shit. Really, like, you're here to do some dope things in this life. You got to do some main character shit every day you wake up. You're not a backup character. You're not a screenwriter. You're the main character to your story. You got to trust the author. You are the author to your story. Most of y'all put the pen down for a while thinking that, oh, well, you know what? Life's just going to continue to go. I'm going to let it flow. Whatever comes, comes. You got to go out and demand your worth. You got to go out and stamp your legacy. Stamp it, print it, sign it. This is your life. Nobody else owes you anything. You owe this to yourself. And this is why I love what I do, Jennifer, because I love coming to spaces where I can be around positive energy. This makes me want to be better. Like, I get, when I come in spaces and I hear people speaking through passion and love, man, let me tell you, that fires me the hell up. It does, because it makes me forget about everything that's going on in my life. And it makes me realize that, man, there's so much more to life than what I really think. There's so much more to life if you just change the lens. Most of you are looking through a clouded, blurry lens. Change the lens and look at things differently, because this life is beautiful, believe it or not. And you hang around genuine people like this, It's going to come to you. So, Jennifer, that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to spread some love a little bit because I just think we get so caught up in the wrong things. Like, we got to focus on us. We got to do what's best for us. No one should speak for us. We stamp our legacy. We decide what happens next. Nobody else. And if you love what you do, well, you heard this before. It's not work. It's not work. I don't consider what I do work. I'm not slaving doing it. I'm not miserable doing it. I don't feel a burden when I do it. I love doing this. And if I didn't love doing this, I'm in the wrong profession. Seriously. So I just wanted to come spread some love. That's all.
Nick, only the motivated. You know, I'm so glad you and Stat came in because we just had a dynamic interview with one of the Birdhouse members. She's known as the Princess of Birdhouse, Ye Dadan. And she told us about her story of overcoming with resilience and overcoming all these obstacles and how her pain brought her to her purpose of being a dope female artist. So this just aligns so great with everything that we were talking about. If you're just tapping in here, we're chilling at the Simply Vibe show. You know, we rock out here every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with your girl, DJ Jenny V. I see we got Chill in the building as well. But Stack and Nick, thank you all for tapping in. You guys dropped some gems. I want to open up the floor. Anybody want to respond or have any remarks? The floor is open.
Man, y'all talking some good stuff in here. I appreciate you, man. Y'all really get me fired up and keeping all positive and all love to Ye and your moments that you shining, man. I love what y'all doing. Thank you.
Most definitely. And shout out to Ye Dadan again. Go check out her new single, Money, streaming on all platforms. Chili Chill on the Grill. What's going on with you?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, Hey, my bad, Princess. Big Who ain't called me.
He's going to blame it on Big Who.
You know that.
You going to try and blame it on somebody else, Drill?
He said he was going to call me, man. I said, I'm going to take a nap, man. You know what I'm saying? So I can get up for the interview, man. I'm saying he ain't give me that call, man. But, I'm saying it's all good, man. I'm here, man.
I'll take that one on the chin.
It was a dope interview, and she did a great job with, you know, just being open and honest. So we appreciate her, definitely. And Stack the Pack is in the building. So you all make sure you tap in with Stack the Pack, all the artists. Definitely, you know, he's definitely the person to help you, to guide you along your journey. So shout out to him as well. Chili Chill, you know, you got the floor in terms of putting it on the grill because that's what you do the best.
Oh, man. See, I'm just getting up. Let me set up real quick.
No doubt. I'm going to wait for you to set up because that's cool. We're going to have some more conversations. Anybody else want to tap in with how we can support you? Angie P, you still in the building or you driving?
Not driving quite yet, but I just want to say thanks for all of the positive. I don't know, man. I've heard so many people complaining about Clubhouse since getting on here, about how the changes, whatever. But since I've been on this app, I will attest to the vibe attracts your tribe because I have met nothing but fire people that have just been giving me so much love and kindness and just welcoming vibes and been laughing my butt off. I mean, like, I've been crying happy tears with people. Like, it's been real vulnerable, authentic conversations, and I'm so grateful for that. So, I mean, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? So I'm just grateful that I get to spend some time with you guys. If it wasn't for, you know, chasing after music and showing up to a competitive open mic, I wouldn't have gotten invited to this app and wouldn't have met all of you guys. So thank you so much for what you do and for shining bright and for shining your bright, like, really far so I could find you.
Most definitely, Angie.
That's the same. Oh, Jenny, that's the same thing that happened to me, Jenny, is, you know what I'm saying? I was going to say that, Angie. I had to congratulate someone to get on the app. Someone see me congratulating them, and then I got welcomed on the app. Sometimes you got to clap for someone else to get a win. So I like the fact you said that, Angie, because you got to be chasing something on a grind, on a journey sometimes, and then you get invited. I remember my time, I was supporting a beat battle on Twitch, right? It was a big-ass Twitch battle, so people were, you know, winning, and people were doing their thing. I actually congratulated the person that won on Twitch. I said, yo, you know what? You won. I think he won like 20K cash and then like some studio equipment or something. I hit him up on Instagram. Yo, congratulations. That was fire. And then Angie, I got invited on here. And as soon as I got on here, I got signed to the label. Then I got the distribution deal. You get it? So it's not a game. You gotta, sometimes you gotta clap for others because your chance, you know what I'm saying? Your chance is in the neighborhood. God's in the neighborhood waiting to bless you. So I'm glad that I told that person congratulations and then I got on the app and then, you know, the rest is history. It was up from there.
Most definitely.
I think too, it's just a matter of gratitude and like, if someone else is winning, like, I don't understand when people are like dogging on other people when they're winning. Like, I want everybody to win. Like, you know, like we should be cheering that on. And if someone else is like doing well, like, yeah, man, you know why? Because that shows you that it's possible for you too, because we're all collective consciousness. So if it's possible for that person and I see they're doing it, that means I can do it too. And I can do it my way. And that's really awesome. It just shows you that you can. And so I'm always going to give people their props. I'm always going to tell people, yes, and give them a high five. It's a long distance one, you know, like, I love that you're that way as well, because I think that's how you win. And I love that you came in here giving value too, because it reminds me of that book, The Go-Giver. You know, be of value, be of service first. Love on people and be of service first.
I love the conversation. And we definitely gonna make it. Let's go to this one track before we hand it over to Chilly Chill, because I think it aligns with what y'all are talking about. Let's get it. Let's go. It's Simply Vibe Show every Saturday, 8 to 10 with your girl, DJ Jenny V. Let's go.
Cause when my come in, they gotta use the scale that they weigh the whales with.
Carlton's on a Jeep, Bugatti made the prototype. Hope you get the picture, but you just can't photo light.
Determined, make it, kicking down the door and we burning naked.
The house costs a million, sitting on the beach. And the only thing I know, if it's furnished, I'ma take it.
My bathtub lift up, my walls do a 360. We got the shit that the government got. Talking money, then you rubbing the spot.
Real, you say that they be wild. We on the Cayman Islands, on the yacht with our favorite albums.
A bat when a plate of salmon. You thinking that our fate is valid.
I love my for the fact that he real. And nobody on the back will be square.
What? And if you facing capital pun, pass me a and I'ma give you time to run while we rapidly peel.
Make it. We gon' make it. We gon' make it. We gon' make it. We gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon'.
I learned the game quickly, and I don't like the rent. So when I fly now, bring my cars on the plane with me. In this case, who's the loser?
Ran through enough for Castro to build schools in Cuba. Teach your kids how to read and write and use them.
The mother is back, Jada and P. We got water,
X Haze
plus. And I'm tired of hearing about old that had it and be the same old that ratted. Who cares? Let's talk about how we hawking. Then they back.
Works official, but don't be wanting that.
Why?
Cause they send their mans is lame.
We so for real in the hood, we make candy rain.
I could easily send you to God.
But come and see me at the Plaza Hotel. I might give you a job. If you can't remember the name, all you gotta do is ask the dame for the that deliver it hard.
We gon' make it, we gon' make it, we gon' make it. We gon' make it, we gon' make it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
We got Chilly Chill on the grill coming up in just a few moments. I'm just keeping y'all warm and cozy here on the Simply Vibe Show. Hope you all vibing out. Let's get it. Let's go.
On the low from the Jake and the Taurus, trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal, 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7-0s over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I want to be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums, 5+5. Who drive millenniums? It's all about the Benjamins. What? I get a 50-pound bag of
for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something I want European chromed out with the clutch.
Drinking more liquor, driving a broke bigger. I'm with Mo Sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3/4 reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benz Jeep for my team, so while you sleep, I'm a scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
I'm strictly
evil.
Trying to cop those colossal size Picassos. I have poppy flip outside Del Gatos. The end with cash flowing like Sosa. Yeah. And the Latin chick transporting in a bush. Stampeding over prop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Alona from Daytona. When I was young, I want the boner. But now I only hit chicks who win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skin at the Aspens. Gangsta mental, stay popping crystal. Pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringing, gondolas with the man singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my bizzos, player you mad for. Acting hard when you as fierce as RuPaul's.
Come on.
This is what they want. They want reggaeton. What? What? They want reggaeton.
Esto es lo que quieren. Toma reggaeton.
Get, get.
Toma reggaeton.
You see, I know we keep my story, I always kick it, get. When I bone shorty, I slap culo and listen, get.
Soy el tema estrella cuando canto lo que dicen.
What?
Una nalgada en el culo, ella grita.
What? You see, a body got a rap for his own. That be for Hondo. San Juan, Bahia Moon.
Soy el campo, Santiago, Tabaco.
Chilly chill on the grill. You almost ready over there? I was just keeping it nice and warm and cozy for you to come on the grill and blow it up.
Never been done because it's never been a rapper do a reggaeton album and he a veteran. Why Drino? Why lay in the casino? No matter your race, because today you're Latino.
Tapped into the Simply Vibe show. You know we rock out here for 2 hours every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. with your girl, DJ Jenny V, in the building. We're just waiting on Chilly Chill on the grill. I know he's got a good set lined up. I want to say thank you for everybody. What's up?
Yo, Jenny V, that was tight.
No doubt, no doubt. I appreciate you, definitely.
Hey, you related to Cardi B, Jenny V?
Nah.
Okay. I thought you were. Man, thanks for putting that flavor in.
Of course. Yo, we do everything here on the Simply Vibe Show. If y'all don't know, you know now, right? Definitely make sure you tap back in, though, Rican. We want to see you here again.
Fuego, let's go. Chili chill. What you got on the grill?
Thank you, DJ Jim, for this space. And thank you, everyone, for pulling up. Shout out everybody in the room. Birdhouse, Kalichi, Stack, Angie P, Clayvon, Pavement, Sweet Down in the Goo. What up, Tilla? It's all love in the Birdhouse.
Yo, Don and the Goo, come on up, by the way.
The Don Daisy, what it is.
Definitely a dope interview. Y'all make sure you go tap in, check out that track, Money. As a matter of fact, no, let's just run that back while we're waiting for Chili Chill on the grill do his thing. Why not? Let's go. Here goes Money. Yay the Don.
Dumbly beats.
He got money. She got a problem, then I got it back. And when it come to me, yeah, that nigga never lack. He so foul every time, spend his money like it's mine. This it can never be me. Claiming a nigga that's popping a tax for the team. Yo, man, a slut bitch's dream. Every time I eat him alive, I hear cha-ching. Do you really have a ring?
Do you really?
I'm macking only niggas, even yours. I ain't even got a force. I'm macking only niggas, even yours. He keep the nigga store. M-O-N-E-Y. That's money, of course. Yo, man, ain't no penny pinching boy. Yo, man, ain't no penny pinching boy. Make up my personal toy. I love me a big spender. Thank God for this personal adultery committer. Posted up happy, but in my DM sappy. One night with me, I got these niggas imps, no capping. He's all in my face, is giving very much trapping. His hands typing, I don't give a fuck about him wiping. The inside of these homes be hella trifling. Won't worry about a title when my face make me a title. The way I'm in my pockets, I shall be an idol. Bitch, it can never be me. Claiming a nigga that's popping the tax for the team. Yo, man, a slut bitch's dream. Every time I eat him alive, I hear cha-ching. Do you really have a ring?
Do you really?
I'm macking only niggas, even yours. I ain't even got a force. I'm macking only niggas, even yours. Keep the nigga store. M-O-N-E-Y. That's money, of course.
That's money, of course.
Yo, I'm surprised Dirty Fingers didn't come up in here yet and kick me off the radio. I definitely need that clean version 808 when you get a chance, because I definitely want to rock that out, as well as all your other tracks. So shout out to Yay the Dawn, Money, streaming on all platforms. Go check her out, definitely. Anybody want to say anything? The floor is open.
I'm going to keep it real with you. That wasn't it. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I'm going to be the first one to say the track, you know, it got potential. But nah, Jenny, you know that, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to get back in the stool and go to the drawing board with that. Like, whoever made it, y'all, you know what I mean? I can tell y'all got potential. We can get up in the stool and go in again. But y'all know, no, don't even lie. I don't even want nobody to lie on this stage. Like, keep it 100. That shit was not it. You know it wasn't it. You know what I'm saying? You feel that shit. You know that shit. Just keep it a buck. No, it wasn't it. For me, personally, for my ears, and I know what's popping right now, what's the sound. I'm the one that brings people to the freaking label or blow their shit up online for them to get seen. I fucking make celebrities, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, yo, that's not it, bro. You know what I'm saying? You might get somewhere on TikTok, but nah, I'm good, Jimmy, on that. pass.
No. I definitely appreciate your feedback, Stack. I think it'll be helpful if, you know, we definitely talk offline and maybe see how we can get some improvements from your, you know, from your feedback. I see Ms. Marie over there as well.
Anything's adjustable and marketable, but it's just certain shit you got to go back to the studio for.
Yeah, and I think, you know, music is subjective, so it may not be the audience for you, maybe somebody else in here, but I definitely appreciate your feedback. Anybody else want to tap in with what Stack just said or has any comments?
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. Me. You feel me? That bitch hard. And it ain't no lie. That's real. That's real life. It ain't real life. You feel me?
Yeah, I think from the business perspective right now with music, compared to like the 90s, we're keeping it real. What sells now is not the music. What sells now is people's popularity. And with this younger generation, a song like that can make money. So is there a business there? Yeah. For reals. It might not be catered to you. I'm not going to bump this at my son's, you know, birthday party, but it's there's potential, you know what I'm saying? It's the business behind the product, so I'm not gonna just scoop it under the rug and be, oh no, I like the song, you know what I mean? And she probably has a lot of people that follow her, but she got that hustle with her grind and her people stand behind her. It's a different generation. They ain't looking for real lyrics, real hip hop. They want, you know, they're looking for who's popular.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So there's a chance.
You're right. Nah, Rican right.
Yeah, and a lot of it is about the merch and the person behind the brand. Like, you know, Ye came in here and she told a phenomenal story of who she was and why she was led to music. And I think that's what people really want to tap into. So I definitely appreciate the conversation. Anybody else want to tap in? Floor's open.
Yeah, I think, you know, Ye got always dope vocals on that. You got
I always got faith in the Don Gang, my fan base that I've been building, like I said, since I got on Clubhouse in 2021 as my own influence and my own set of viral videos, like I shared earlier, getting exposure from my actual story, like I shared some of those things earlier, and then getting exposure from being an astrologer as well. And then adding music in the mix just makes the icing on the cake. So I'm not just a musician, I'm an influencer, a content creator, and an astrologer. So my brand as a whole is building, and I've only been doing music for, I've been in the warehouse 10 months. So making a track like that, telling a story about it and what I've created, I'm proud of. And way to go is me giving myself flowers, my team behind me. And, you know, look me up on TikTok. Check what I'm building. I know that might not be your genre, but F That Ninja, my first song on my album. My sister don't even like that song, and she straight up told me. And then she saw the streams of the actual song, and now she's making a TikTok too, F That Ninja. DJ Chili Chill just played it this week in his room, and Angie P hopped in the room and said, man, I needed to hear that song today. F That Ninja, because the message behind the song is what gets people streaming it and makes them want to listen to it. It's a vibe, it's for the moment. So as I continue to build, you can follow me, you know, tap in with me. I appreciate the feedback. You know, I've heard different things, you know, even people say they like the song, but they don't like the boing and the beat. But I appreciate the boing and the beat because it's different. Shout out to my guy, Dumbway, and King Kosh, my engineer. So we working, we networking, and we building. And like I said, we 10 months into it. So, you know, tap in with me 10 months later from now, and it's going to be a whole different thing, a visual, and the project will be the life. So, yeah, shout out to my team, Birdhouse, all the way. The Blue Jay is out.
Nah, yeah, I'm so glad that you responded like that. You know, I think it's important to keep an open mind and embrace all the comments and feedback, especially as an artist, because it is a hard journey and we're all going to have different opinions. But at the end of the day, it's about what makes you happy, what led you to that point in your journey and how you're tapping in with your music. But I see that you have an open mind and you're embracing the criticism, you're embracing all the comments, and that's very rare as an artist. So I just want to shout you out for that first off and just say, you know, we appreciate everybody for tapping in today. Somebody else was speaking. Go ahead. My bad.
Well, it's not just an artist. She's a female artist. Like, you know, this hip hop was built like for niggas to really put a message out there for people in the street to let them know what's going on in the underground, what's really cracking in the streets. So when it comes to female artists like her, that's spitting what she's really spitting, which is going to come back around because it's always come back around. But I would just say yay to Dawn, like for reals, just stay yourself and keep just spitting it, and just, they can't deny real music, you know what I'm saying? So you never have to validate who you are in this music industry. So let them know, like, your songs speak for themselves and it's real situations. Like, fuck my nigga, I don't love my baby daddy. You know how many people are going through that shit? There's a marketed behind it. Just keep preaching what you preaching and, you know, tell your story. Cause I'm a follower and everybody in here is a follower. So keep telling your story, and you can rap. You rap on beat. So, man, I'm gonna just give it a thumbs up and mute up.
Yeah. No, you're right, though, Rican. She's a lot more than an artist. She's an entrepreneur. She's an astrologer. She's a writer. She's a mom. She's an all-around kick-ass woman doing her thing. And I just want to give her flowers for everything that she talked about.
That money song for me is so catchy. If you can get me, because I don't like a lot of music. And I'll go ahead and tell, like, some plays, I don't like a lot of music. You know, I am sometimes a little hard on rating music, and I am. I'm going to tell you that money track for me, it rings for me. It's catchy. It hits the points that you need. And with the kids, they dance to it. They go crazy over that. They love that because it's so catchy, you know? So I like it because even, you know, I would say some of the genres of music out there, or, you know, the content music I can't side with, I'm a baby daddy, you know what I'm saying? But I love that track too. So, you know, I think, you know, I stand on it. I think it will go. I like it. And I know who's behind it. And I know the woman that is of that song. That track is going to go. So I stand on it.
She said, F that ninja is a no-go. But in my heart, in my mind, how I rock with the song, and my vision for the visuals, I'm always like, visuals bring it to light, and so does content. And that's what I'm working on developing. So my own family don't mess with it, so I'm okay with taking anybody's, you know, opinion. And yeah.
I think that's what it's all about, you know. I'm getting the red bar. Y'all hear me okay? Am I in the Matrix?
You're good.
Okay. But yeah, what I was going to say is that...
Sorry.
Sometimes, really quick, I just want to say, sometimes, you know, we have to understand that whatever is in our heart, it's in our heart and it's meant for us. Not everybody's going to understand that or align with that or rock with that. And that's okay. That's a part of the journey.
Flip mode. 9-7. Bust.
Shout out to everybody here on Clubhouse who tuned in for today's interview with, of course, the one and only Ye Da Don. Make sure you go check her out, streaming in all platforms. Her new single, Money, is out and everywhere. Shout out to everybody in the Birdhouse who really came out in numbers. And, of course, come back next week. We'll be here every Saturday. Simply Vibe Show with your girl, DJ Genevieve, in the building. 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's get it. Let's go. Y'all have a great rest of your night.
Mistress of the banging misses and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hot shit, got all my people in red clothes. Dialing my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with lyrical player pros. Like,
you really wanna party with me? Let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me see just what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
Ain't gonna be trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of people is wondering and they're curious. How me and my unit deal with this so mysterious. Furious, all of my people is serious.
of others be walking around fearing us. In front, baby, like you don't wanna be hearing us. Gotta listen to Harry, he'll be playing us. 30 times a day, it'll make you delirious. Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo, it's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ants when they wanna carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias. Various chickens, they wanna marry us. Yo, it's flip mode, you stupid, you know we bout to bust. 7-figure money, the label preparing us. Bite the dust instead of you making the fuss. People ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, yes, you know better, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Bullshit, my whole clique victorious. Taking no prisoners with us, straight up warriors. When I feel it, then I know you be feeling so glorious. Then we blitz and reminisce on my people notorious.
Well, you really want to party with me? Let me see what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Straight buck violent.
Riggity row, give me the gadzooks, here I go, so riggity flame on, Geronimo, yo, I riggity burn, riggity rubber when I blabber, great, I riggity make the wonder twins, the actor, fake, it's crazy, I'm riggity breaking backs and busting lips, I riggity freak, glad the snipe, and those freaking pips, shrimps, I riggity make enough noise like bam bam, throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped, I slam man, so check it, I riggity wreck it quick, oh shucks, I give it to got big ducks like daddy, war buffs, oh Anna, I riggity rock the coca, cabana, banana, split, hot, spit, so sick. I diggity freaking from here to banker. That's I'm riggity ripping flesh, plus I get fresh like this. Shish, diggity shush, kid, you'll get done. Squish for fun. I riggity rhyme like no one. I riggity bump, riggity rush, diggity jumps, I'm savage. I shake them up and down like the Dow Jones average. I'm cocky like Rocky. I riggity bangs the best. So diggity tell your friend chum, cause here comes Dasa Vex.
Yeah,
Michael,
you know what I'm saying? Michael,
pull up to the Simply Vibe show every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on FunkNationRadio.com, as well as live on Clubhouse with your one and only host, DJ Jenny V. Spinning the best of indie artists, hip-hop, reggae, soca, classic, R&B, and so much more. Pull up every Saturday on FunkNationRadio.com.